So the ACC might be falling apart. We brought in an expert to find out what's going on.
You are Locked On Big Ten, your daily podcast on the Big Ten Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome, you're tuned in to Locked On Big Ten. I'm your host, Nate Dickinson. Thank you for making us your first listen every day. And shout out to all of our everydayers out there here on the Locked On Podcast Network. On today's show, we're going to talk to Candace Cooper, the host of Locked On ACC, as it could be a near end of the conference time for her, as seven teams are apparently looking over their grants of media rights to figure out what they can do to potentially get out. But we'll talk to Candace about what exactly is happening over there on the Atlantic coast here in just a minute. Today's episode is brought to you by Bird Dogs. Go to birddogs.com/lockedoncollege. And when you enter your promo code LockedOnCollege, they'll throw in a free custom Bird Dogs Yeti style tumbler with every order. All right, let's get right into things here with Candace. Later on in the show, I'm going to get more into things that have broken since we last talked to her in this interview you're going to hear. So more news about what's going on in the ACC coming. But right now, let's hear about what exactly these seven schools who are looking at the grant of media rights deal that the ACC has are actually doing here. You're tuned into Locked On Big Ten. I'm Nate Dickinson. We're joined today by the host of Locked On ACC, Candace Cooper, as we've got some big potential expansion news to tell you about. Not quite expansion news yet, but Candace is here to break down whatever it is that's going on over on the Atlantic coast. And we thank you for taking the time to join us for a couple of minutes, Candace. The report that we now know of is that there are seven schools, FSU, Clemson, UNC, NC State, Virginia, and Virginia Tech, that are, the phrasing is being used, is examining this grant of rights deal. And what all that is, I don't know. So that's where I ask you, when you hear that, examining this deal, what do you take that as?
Yeah, so there, thanks for having me. There's been conversations around their lawyers from each university exploring what exactly is the grant of rights deal, how airtight is it truly, are there opportunities of being able to leave the conference, and apparently there's, if there's an eighth team, there could be a secession on the way, and you know, rumor has it that Louisville is going to be that eighth team, so there's a lot going on in this pot, but people are just exploring what can they actually do, because technically the grant of rights deal is what the ACC has with ESPN until 2036, and so there's a big nine-figure penalty if you decide to leave the ACC before 2036, which, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of these universities can't afford. A lot of these universities are state schools, and as much as we all love sports and football, there's a lot that goes into, you know, a university and keeping it afloat. So it'll be very interesting to see how it all kind of pans out when it's all said and done.
Well, that was my confusion when just looking at this at first, was that examining the rights deal, I mean, it doesn't need examining. We already know it's really bad. That's kind of been the story for a long time now. Yeah. Why is this happening right now as opposed to any of the other times it possibly could have?
Absolutely. So basically, you're seeing the ACC and its respective universities looking over their shoulder at the Big Ten and the SEC getting extremely good TV deals and getting extremely good money, to the point where if the ACC were to keep its pace as is in the potential 13 years that it has left on this deal, you will see a $30 million gap between the Big Ten and SEC towards the ACC and what they're trying to do, the revenue sharing that they have for each school. And so $30 million doesn't seem like a lot, but, you know, we're talking about what, pennies here. However, I think that it's something that, you know, every big, major, big brand, FSUs, Miami, North Carolinas of the world, is sitting there saying, well, why are we not trying to capitalize? Why are we not having Commissioner Jim Phillips get into the ring, either expanding to bring us more revenue with ESPN or getting us better universities to get into the fight and get us into the ring of having some primetime games with our current affiliate?
Does the ACC have any position on this and what's going on as a conference as a whole?
You know, it's to make it very clear, Jim Phillips did not create this deal. This deal has come from John Swofford. So this is something that precedes him, which is very, of course, you know, stressful, because it's not something that you probably would have put in place. However, this is what it is. The ACC is not stressing, because at the end of the day, a nine-figure settlement in order to leave, as well as the ACC gets rights to your home. ESPN gets rights to your home games, regardless if you decide to leave the conference or not. So it's one of those situations where it doesn't necessarily benefit any university to leave before this deal is done, unless they have the extreme finances in place to do so. So in my opinion, the ACC is not sweating none. However, on my show yesterday, my co-host Kenton put it very plainly, somebody has to be lying, right? Like, either the deal is not as airtight as we think, or these teams are feeling a little too big for their britches and they're going to get humbled real quick when they find out just how airtight this deal is.
Do you think the conference would be willing to potentially go to bat and try and get through something with ESPN? Because, I mean, again, not sweating right now about losing schools, but at the same time, giving them what they want and getting more money is obviously something that helps the ACC as a whole, too.
Absolutely. So the biggest issue right now with ESPN is ESPN just laid off about 600,000 employees. So they're not exactly Disney walking out the chains of, you know, throwing money at people. They're tightening their wads. They're moving towards a more podcast, you know, experience instead of radio. They're cutting their streams of how they market, you know, their various shows. They don't exactly have the ACC network booming with great hosts and opportunities. Makes you want to tune in every Saturday. Like, let's just keep it a band. College Game Day ain't, you know, walking through ACC network's door. So you're just having a hard time selling the network. You're having a hard time selling these games, and people are just not paying the same kind of popcorn as they are for the CBS, you know, and a theme song music. You're not paying the same kind of money for a Texas Longhorn network or things like that. Like, it's just not there right now, and I don't see it being in the immediate future. But the backs are definitely against the wall, as they've ever, like, more than they've ever been before.
Do you think this is more sending a message than anything else about what they want? Because, again, the deal has been the same for a really long time. They've had time to have lawyers look at this thing. Yeah. When I look at it, I'm thinking, hey, this thing has always been, at least in my mind, the definition of airtight as far as legally goes. I don't know what any of that legal stuff means. That's just what the reports say. So is there something that can actually be done here, you think? Do you think these schools can actually do this on their own and build up enough to get out of this?
So I don't think they have enough to get out of this. I do think that the ACC has never been in a worse position, because there's so much more pay transparency that there ever has been in terms of how much is the Big Ten actually getting, how much is the SEC actually potentially getting to their respective universities. So you've never had people be more pissed about money that they're not getting, which is the ACC, and even the Big 12 starting to entertain some people. The Pac-12 certainly unfolding and having their Los Angeles team sort of desert them. Now you say to yourself, as Atlantic Coast Conference, what can we do to ensure that our staple organizations want to stay with us? And right now, you can't really argue a case for, yes, stay, like, stick it out. The loyalty thing is out the door. We all know that this is a, you know, arms race. We all know that this is about money. And so I don't necessarily feel like there is a fight for these respective universities in terms of, can they actually pull this off? But I will say the feet are on the fire for the ACC to make some of these universities happy.
FSU and Clemson are the schools that are leading the way in this, according to the reports. They're also the schools that, like you mentioned, if they wanted to pay the money to get out of this, they could find that $120 million to actually get out of the ACC. If those two schools, say, leave the conference, what happens to the rest?
You know, so I think that with Clemson, they have a better case because you have an argument of being in the national conversation. FSU, this is their first year where they're in the national football conversation. However, still, you have to hope that the SEC wants you. You have to hope that the Big Ten wants you. They're still doing negotiations on their end. So we don't even know if they would get an invitation from these other conferences. So you don't want to dangle the carrot without something surefired in the backfield. So I think that's something to definitely look at. I think Clemson would be all right. I think Florida State would be just fine in terms of a brand awareness. People are going to watch bad FSU games regardless. But I think it's something that they shouldn't just run to unless they know they have a safety net to find them once they jump.
Candace Cooper with us here from Locked On ACC. We thank you for giving us all the insight, Candace. Before we let you go, again, this is something that's really just starting to happen. But is how you look at it now, what do you think is the most likely outcome of whatever this is?
I wish I could tell you a likely outcome. The likely outcome, in my opinion, is that nothing is going to change. We had a lot of this barking last season. We saw the ACC kickoff, Jim Phillips, say there's always ongoing conversations, and that might be something that still happens at the end of the summer. People can apply to go to other places all they want to, but will it actually transpire, and will they find the money? And people, you know, break down funds all the time. They say they have the $120 million, but 2 years pass, the world could change. We've seen it firsthand. So it's, to me, a lot of fluff, a lot of honestly crying about things that are very trivial. And at the end of the day, I think who it really hurts is the non-revenue sports. Who it really hurts is, you know, networks and universities. So hopefully they can figure out something that'll be a beneficial for all parties involved.
Well, we'll see what happens. We know money makes moves. Once again, Candace Cooper here with Locked On ACC joining us. If you listen to Locked On Big Ten, you probably have already been able to guess what they're about. ACC stuff every single weekday. Thanks again, Candace, for joining us for a little bit. We'll have you on here again soon, I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thanks to Candace Cooper of Locked On ACC for joining us here on the program to break down what exactly is happening over in the ACC. We'll, of course, at some point soon go over what happens if that conference breaks up and how the Big Ten can take advantage. Before we break down all of the other news from that conference here going on this week, a reminder that today's show is brought to you by Bird Dogs. Bird Dogs are the shorts that are just outstanding for anything, really. They fit great and are comfortable too, and they're appropriate for any situation. You want to go out to the beach? You can wear your Bird Dogs. You want to go out on a date? You can wear your Bird Dogs. You headed out to the golf course? You can put on your Bird Dogs. Make sure that you're comfortable in a short that fits and fits in at any situation that you could possibly ask for. Bird Dogs are the perfect any kind of day short for you to be able to just throw on without even thinking it. They look good, feel good, and again, you can wear them wherever it is that you're going and whatever it is that you're doing throughout your day. So if you want that comfort, that great fit, and that versatility that Bird Dogs provides, you can head on over to birddogs.com/lockedoncollege. And when you use our promo code LockedOnCollege, they'll throw in a free custom Bird Dogs Yeti style tumbler with you too. It's actually pretty high quality stuff that they have over there. Shorts Company making some pretty good tumblers as well. It's birddogs.com/lockedoncollege. Outstanding shorts, incredibly outstanding shorts that look good enough to be able to take anywhere. All right, let's continue on with some news that broke since we talked to Candace about what's going on with the ACC. So Candace filled us in on the seven schools who are right now looking at this grant of rights deal. And who knows what ends up happening with all of that. But as this is happening, the ACC came together for some meetings here this week, and interesting things came out of it. The biggest of them is that ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips is saying that the ACC could go to a bit of a merit-based system to determine how much money each school gets in the conference for media rights every year, instead of what it is right now in the ACC and just about every other conference, where everyone just gets an equally distributed amount throughout everyone, depending on if you're at the bottom or at the top, doesn't matter. You get the same amount of money. It's what all the conferences are doing. It's what the Big Ten's going to be doing with its new media rights deal. But now the ACC is looking to be a little bit more creative. And while this is a move that may be able to keep the ACC together for now, I want you to make no mistake about it. This is, at best, a Band-Aid on what is just a much, much bigger problem that the ACC faces. Let me be clear. This is smart. This is a really, really smart thing for the ACC to do. Because if you're Jim Phillips right now, you're maybe not as worried as much about every single school in the ACC. Maybe Wake Forest isn't all that important to you right now. I don't know the dynamics of power over in that conference, but I know who's at the top. And that's Florida State, that's Clemson, and Miami's trying to get in there with how much money they're spending as well at the moment too. But when you're talking about the schools that will keep this conference together, those are the schools that get done. If you want to keep the ACC the ACC, you have to keep the Seminoles and the Tigers with their big football teams and their big football revenue that you'd be able to get with the ACC's media rights deals. And as it stands right now, this merit-based system would, of course, help those teams the most. The system that was proposed would allow teams to be able to get more money if they go further in their postseason. So the teams that make the college football playoff, they get a bigger cut of the deal than the teams that are at the bottom of the barrel. FSU's Mike Alford actually said that in what they were discussing, it could be up to a $10 million difference in what you get per year if your team is successful, which is significant. And it does pretty significantly close the gap between what these ACC schools are making and what the Big Ten would be making. But it's not closing the gap by nearly enough. So what this is doing, if the ACC goes through with this, nothing is official yet, but there are rumors in the reports I'm reading that it could get done as quickly as the next couple of weeks with the traction that they had seen in the meetings for this. But if that is the case, where some schools are getting more and others are getting less, it'll be okay for now. And I'm sure that the ADs, when they look down the numbers, are going to say, okay, yeah, this is a pretty good improvement. We can do this for a little bit longer. We can see what's going on. But that is, again, just a temporary fix to a much more permanent problem that the ACC has for the next decade plus with this media rights deal. Because if there is no way to get out of it, then I guess you're fine. But if these schools are able to find a way to get around whatever this contract is, then there's going to be a point over the next few seasons where a Florida State or a Clemson, let's say they are making $10 million more dollars than they would have, which for them is considerably up to maybe like a 20-25% increase in what their total money that they received from the conference would be with media rights. And that's a big number to jump up. And I'm sure it would make people happy right now. But that's still, if you get, say, $10 million more, when the Big Ten media rights deal hits, every school in the Big Ten is going to be getting $20, $25 million more than that per year. So Florida State may be happy with getting $10 million more under their belt for now. But there's going to be that point where Florida State ends its football season, or Clemson ends its football season, and maybe it made the college football playoff. Maybe it won the national championship, and it got a whole bunch of extra money. But it's still looking over and wondering, why are the Indiana Hoosiers getting $25 million more than us right now? That is what's going to break the camel's back. It's not going to be giving the ACC giving more of the money it has to schools. To be quite honest, it could give some sort of huge, astronomical amount to Florida and Florida State and Clemson. And then you're just bankrupting all the other schools. But if you're going to keep things at least relatively balanced, then there's no way you can compete with what the Big Ten is going to be able to provide for all of its institutions. So at some point, there's going to be this break. Because this media rights deal that there is right now, if there's any way to get around it, these schools that are looking into it at the moment will keep that in their back pocket. We'll have that ready to go for any point, because it's clear that it's the biggest thing keeping the ACC together right now, apart from the $120 million fee to leave. But with that number coinciding more with the amount more money that schools can make with another conference, with the SEC or the Big Ten, if one of those schools gets an invite, I've been saying it more and more, but I think more and more they will be willing to make that big payment and also take the hit in whatever it is in the media rights deal. Because as we got with UCLA, it was reported that UCLA was on the verge of losing a whole lot of sports because of how bad its money situation was. And they're apparently going to recoup all of it plus more in the first couple of years here in the Big Ten. So if a school's willing to take that first hit with initially leaving the ACC, whatever it ends up being, then there's no doubt that at some point it's going to be more beneficial down the road for these big schools to get to other conferences. I'm not saying the ACC can't be fixed, but all I'm saying is that this is not a fix. It is a temporary solution to a much bigger problem that I honestly don't think Jim Phillips has an answer to right now. So for the moment, he's going with this plan. And give him credit, it seems like from what people are reporting that the ACC schools are at least right now on board. But I mean, we've been through this with Big Ten front offices and administrations as well. It's not exactly that easy to get everybody to agree. So we'll see what actually ends up happening. The biggest point, I think the ACC is still in trouble. And I think the Big Ten, if the ACC falls apart, should jump on a couple of schools. But that's for another show. We're going to end things here right now with Big Ten news here on Locked On Big Ten. Only a couple things to tell you about. First off, four of the Big Ten women's rowing teams are headed to the NCAA tournament. Michigan got the automatic bid as the winner of the Big Ten. followed by Indiana, Ohio State, and Rutgers, all getting their names in too. And Keon Coleman, former Michigan State wide receiver, has transferred to the ACC. He's headed to Florida State and the Seminoles, where he will hopefully continue an outstanding career. We wish him the best of luck, unless he's playing a Big Ten school, of course. That'll do it here for Locked On Big Ten. Be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube and on Twitter, too. It's at Locked On Big Ten. 10 at the end, not T-E-N when you're typing it out. I'm your host, Nate Dickinson, at Nate with Sports. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to have Zach Seiko on the show to break down the Penn State spring. Drew Aller is a five-star quarterback coming in. Penn State has a whole lot of depth on that roster. Can they finally get over the hump to beat Michigan or Ohio State or both? We'll talk about that with Zach next time here on Locked On Big Ten. Nate Dickinson at Nate with Sports on Twitter here with Locked On. We'll talk to you soon.